Turkish pianist Beyza Yazgan realized as she put together her debut recording, A Journey to Anatolia, she was really reliving her childhood. She missed her homeland, and one way to feel connected with it again was to celebrate the music she had grown up with. That's what you'll hear about this week on New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. Well, let's start off, Beyza, by having you just tell me about your first experience with the piano. How did it become your love?
So I started music when I was 5, and I was singing in a children's chorus. Till 9 years old, I was just singing. Then the chorus director told my parents that I'm talented in music and I should learn an instrument. And my parents asked me which instrument you want, and right away I just said piano, and that was just intuitive. I just loved the sound of it. Yeah, it was like when I was 9 years old, I started my piano lessons, actually quite a bit late to start. But yeah, since then, that's the thing I love the most doing in life.
Well, it led you to becoming a professional pianist, and you've had quite a journey. You studied in Warsaw at the Chopin Academy of Music. You studied in Istanbul, eventually landing in New York City. Can you tell us a little bit about this journey that you've had so far?
Sure. So when I was studying in Istanbul, I studied there till I finished my PhD. Then I went to Chopin Academy for a year to study. Then I came back to Turkey, finished my studies, and I was teaching in the academy. And the Turkey was politically having hard times. You know, there was like bombings almost like every week, like a lot of terrorism. And you can sense the air was quite like depressed. And then I realized I'm just teaching and I'm not performing anymore. Then it kind of made me want to do something different in my life, to make a change in something. And then I was watching this documentary about New York subway dancers. It's like a short thing. Then something like awakened me in that. It was seeing the dancers doing something with so much passion. And they didn't make money out of it. It was just something they love. And I saw the city's dynamic, the energy. And then I was like, I want to go to New York. And then, okay, what can I do? I can look up schools. That's like easiest way to start with, because that way you make the connections and you get a visa, which is also quite hard for Turkish people. And then I applied to Menes School of Music and found a very good teacher there. And yeah, 5 years ago, this happened, and I'm still here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, that's your journey about being a pianist, and now you're taking a new journey with your new recording. And you're taking a journey back to your homeland. Tell me about the title of this piece and the places that you're taking us.
This album is my like love letter to where I was born. So Anatolia in Turkish is called Anadolu. It's the name of the peninsula. Like when you look at the map, there's like European side and there's this Anatolian side, which is Asian side. So this Asian side always have like a lot of civilization pasture, like Hittites, Byzantium and Lycians, like Persian, a lot of civilizations. And so the culture is very mixture and so rich. And at the end, it reached the modern Turkey. And with modern Turkey's first classical, Western classical music composers. So this landscape to me is like where I would go as a child, because my parents are from there. And in the CD, the music is what these composers got from folk elements. So when I hear some of them, I feel like I'm going back to my childhood. Like, let's say you're going on a vacation to somewhere, and then there's this village, and you hear, like, this village people listening some song there, and it stays in your ears, you know, all your life. Then all this music in this album, it's kind of something very deep in me that I know so well. And moving to New York, of course, made me realize, like, how much I love it. Even though I'm far away, I still have it in me all the time. And when I need to feel this longing, you know, I listen to Turkish music sometimes. And yeah, it's bringing me to these places again. And my idea was also bringing other people with me and share it.
On this recording, you're featuring music from a group of composers known as the Turkish Five. I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit about the birth of classical music in Ottoman Republic of Turkey and how the Turkish Five evolved out of that. Can you tell us a little bit about that history?
Sure. So modern Turkey is founded on 1923. So it's quite a new country. Before that, it was Ottoman Empire. And in Ottoman Empire, the music and arts I don't want to say it wasn't important, but they didn't give that much importance to it. So there was like some sultans were more interested in it, and they would hire musicians from Europe and let them help the military band to teach them like notation and things. But the real classical music arrived in Turkey after 1923, because the founder of Turkey, we call Atatürk, he's, if I translate to Turkish, it's like the father of Turks. He was incredible person. Like, he created a new country from like cold ashes of Ottoman Empire, and he changed so many things. For example, like alphabet, from like Arabic alphabet we went to Latin alphabet, so they created like a whole new language. Then changes in clothes, like woman could wear certain things, and you know, that changed. And the other part, he really believed in art. He thought like that's one of the most important things to improve as a country. So his idea was to collect our national treasures and connect this with like the Western world countries' techniques. So he decided to like find some talented musicians and help them to go to Europe, study, and bring what they learn to the country back. And these five composers were the first one among these people who went studying abroad. And they all came back and they became like directors of music institutions, directing orchestras, radio stations. And of course, they also taught many, many students, which like carried all this tradition to the next generations. So in this album, I wanted to give voice to these five composers, which we group them as like Turkish Five. So Saygun, Adnan Saygun, a full name. Saygun is actually one of the most famous among these five composers. The first opera of Turkey was composed by Saygun, by order of Atatürk. So that's such a huge thing, I think, for the country. And he was really believing in folk music. He thought they shouldn't be separated, like folk music or classical music. So, and his books are also about music theory. For example, when I was studying in a conservatory, we were reading his books for sight reading and, you know, theory. And he even translated Italian musical terms to Turkish terms. So it was good as kids just hearing the Turkish way of these terms as well. And so he has like a special place for me in my life because I grew up with his knowledge.
I also read that he's referred to as the grand old man of Turkish music, and that some have said that he is to Turkey what Sibelius is to Finland. Is that right?
It is quite true. Yeah, like Bartok came to Turkey. Now he was on the hunt for like folk music, and Saigon was joining him. So they met and they collected these folk songs in the village, which is like wonderful. And then other composer, like Cemal Reşit Rey. He doesn't have so many piano pieces, but I found some. This is my first time like discovering his piano pieces too. But he was such an like incredible operette writer. And I think he has like wonderful imagination. His orchestral music is brilliant. Like I would suggest anyone like just check online and hear his orchestra pieces. Then Necil Kazım Akses. I found his music so different than the others, actually. So there's this Turkish classical music form, which is too rich, like too much melismatic movements and like special scales. So Akses used this thing with the Western compositions in such a blending way. Like, I don't know how he created that. He's the one that I also grew up with because he has such beautiful pieces for children. They're very important for in a pedagogical way. And one of his pieces called Little Shepherd, it's also in my album. I played it when I was 10 years old. And I still remember how I played it. So simple writing. There's like, it's a beautiful imagination in it. And I remember the jury told me they had tears after I played it as a kid, because I probably was feeling very emotional playing through that. So he was very good at like even like giving those imagination to kids and those emotions. Last one, yeah, Alnar. Alnar, he was into Turkish traditional instrument called kanun. He was a very good kanun player. It's like a harp on the table or something like that, small, yeah. So Alnar was a very good kanun player, and he wrote the first kanun concerto in the whole world. I think it's quite special, and you can give it a listen too. And his music is also like first time I'm discovering. I didn't play before. It's like so imaginative. And it reminds me of old Istanbul for some reason. I wasn't living there when he was living there, but there's something I see from the photos that his music takes me like to those photos I see of Istanbul in 1900. 30s, 40s, or something like that.
There's another, I guess it's a dance, that is represented both by the composers Ray and Segun, Haran.
So Haran is a dance from Black Sea coast, so north of Turkey. And this land is just so green, a lot of rain. Like, the tea is so good there. Another thing they have very good is sardines. So this is how the community there actually make living. And so this dance, it's very energetic. The rhythm, when you hear the rhythm, it's right away this Turkish meter, 1-2-1-2-1-2-2, 1-2-1-2-1-2-2. We call it the Aksak rhythms. So that energy is in the dance too. So the dancers are like they're with a straight arms and they hold their arms up and then they start trembling and shaking, which is like representing the sardines when they get out of the sea in fishnets, or they also tremble, right? So that's kind of reminds that to us. And the dance is really fun to watch. And I really have fun playing these pieces on the album too.
Well, we've talked about a handful of the pieces on this recording, of which there are 26. I'm wondering, which ones do you always look forward to playing?
That's a good question. Like, I think Little Shepherd has a special place for me. It's so easy to play, but every time I play, it just becomes a different piece for me because you're so free in that one. It's spacey. And this, the drone sound on the left end, something repetitive. And the right end is almost like the shepherd, I think, presenting the isolation and loneliness of a shepherd in this, like, maybe huge landscape. And that's something that we all feel sometimes, that loneliness, you know. So that piece always takes me somewhere. I love playing it. Also on the slope, the second track. Whenever I hear that piece, there was certain like story in my mind going on. So I actually just made an animation for that piece, drawing that story. I draw like frame by frame. So the animation starts me playing the piano, then things change shape. You know, I become a bird and I become something in space than a star. Like, when you see that, it's more about transformation because the music has stops. Like, say there's like a one phrase, pause, phrase, pause, and then in the middle it goes to somewhere else, and it felt to me like, okay, the transformation, this journey starts to somewhere, and then the last part is the beginning, but I felt like it's exactly not the same. Now it feels like you experienced something. Now you're mature. And that last phrase I put on the animation as like that, you know, it calms down and I realize something in life.
I noticed that you close out the recording with a slow, graceful dance. Can you talk about this piece, please?
Zeybek dance is a dance form from Aegean coast, which is the west coast of Turkey. So the Zeybek is like an old tradition. Zeybeks are the protectors of the village. And their dance are very heroic. They open their arms on the sides, and then the music is slow, very graceful. And then they like hit their knees on the floor, like, you know, I'm here to protect you kind of music. But there's also some kind of emotion in it too. When my cousin got married with those Zeybek dancers in the wedding, I remember that so vividly, like watching these guys like making circles and like standing so straight. And so the music I hear there is actually, I hear it in Alnar Zeybek too. Like when you listen to that piece, the first melody is like a story about like this beautiful land, Aegean coast, I think. And there also, in the middle part, there's one part that is going like softer. I feel very emotional in that part because this is exactly from the folk song, I know. And then at the end, you hear this. That heroic moment comes back, and it's kind of showing like how much I love this land, this beautiful land. To me, it felt like that, ending the whole album in that way. So I think it's also one of the pieces that is bring me back to childhood memories.
A Journey to Anatolia with Turkish pianist Beyza Yazgan. Thanks to Valerie Kaler, our producer, for New Classical Tracks. As a music fan, you might also want to check out the Piano Puzzler podcast, where every week Fred Child invites composer Bruce Adolph into the studio to play one of his brilliant musical mind games. Bruce takes a familiar tune and disguises it in the style of a classical composer, and then a contestant calls in to try to solve the riddle. You can subscribe to the Piano Puzzler wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.